Hi there guys, welcome back to Attack on Final Fantasy, the Final Fantasy podcast where I, Pete, try to complete every single Final Fantasy game using Attack only. Today we continue Final Fantasy 9, and I'm still in the Evil Forest. I have grinded up to level 17, I'm still doing a bit of grinding now. There are two enemy types here. One is a goblin, which is what I'm fighting now, which takes one hit to go down, or two hits if it's a back attack for them. And wolves, which take two hits to go down, or three hits if it's a back attack. Now, the goblins have a chance of dropping potion, so that's good. The wolves have a chance of dropping, like, phoenix downs or something, I think. I'm on the hunt for potions all the time, obviously, because I don't have any, I don't think, right now. Nope, I got no potions right now. But I do have 210 health, so I'm hoping to get, like, up to about 500 health before taking on the boss again. I have tried the boss over and over, but to no avail as of yet. But I feel lucky. I feel lucky in this one, so... Oh, no, a wolf. So I'm hoping that this will be the one that does it. The other thing about these battles is I get 23 EXP no matter what I fight. I'm better off fighting goblins because obviously we go down like one hit. But if the wolves, yeah, they're horrible. They do a lot of damage as well. And I'm obviously better fighting goblins because of potions. I just got one actually. That's good. Very, very good. Let's just pop in and use that. Okay, what health are we on now? 247. So now I'm going to run out of the screen, run back in. And then if I don't get what I want, I can reload. Right, I will check back in when I'm at the plant boss again. Fuck you, wolf. Right then, I wasn't getting the drop that I needed, so I've come back to the plant boss here. And release the princess at once! Alright. Steve has sent Sex Pest and Stein. I was staying in it, not Stein. It's been so long since I've seen your name, my friend. Okay, so Zidane trances straight away, but luckily in this one I don't have to do anything special with trance, I can just still attack, so that's good. 92 damage, Zidane! 92 damage again, this could be the one, guys. Oh no, if he absorbs the princess one more time, that's it. Okay, I thought I did it, but it was just Zidane coming back out of trance. Zidane missed! Zidane, you punk! Ugh, princess died. Right, I'm going to do it one more time. Yeah, I think I could do it. If Zidane didn't miss that one, then it would have been fine. I'm doing 92 damage to it. I think it's only got like 800 and something health, or might even be 401. I don't know. No, it can't be 401. That's stupid piece. Shut up. Right, here we go again. Da-da-da, live boss battle. Da-da-da, trance. Come on, guys, you can do this. You've got this. Yeah, we know, Zidane. Okay, one absorb. Oh, he's going to do 90 damage this time. 86, now it's going down. Two absorbs. Come on, guys. Okay, trance is over. Ah, three absorbs. This is rubbish. I'm going to try one more because I guess I just keep trying. I could just count up tries, can I? Let's take that on. Go again. Right, I'm not going to make you suffer through this, guys. I'll let you know if I do it and I'll count how many times it takes me. It was literally the one that I just stopped recording on. I've done it. So three tries and finally I'm free to play the game. Jesus Christ. I realised I should have probably stocked up on as many potions as I could as I was VV back in Alexandria. But, you know I'm an idiot. I know I'm an idiot. I'm just an idiot, right? Right, onwards through the forest. There was a little bit of chatter after this battle. And VV was like, I was too scared to do any spells, I'm sorry. And they were all like, nah, it's cool, man, don't worry. And now Vivi's been captured, so it's gone straight into another battle. Let's hope I can do this. Okay, Vivi actually casts fire on the thing as well. That's out of my control, I can't help that. But it should be a lot easier, because we've got three people doing damage now. Nice. Fire. Do-do-do. Yeah, It's done.
Yes!
In the scenes that follow, Zidane wants to go after a princess, but Baku is like, listen mate, bros before hoes, alright? It's not happening. And Zidane's like, you're nothing but a big coward. And also, Vivi and Steiner got poisoned, but they're okay now because they drank some medicine that Blank gave them. It's good times. I think I've got to fight Baku again now. There are three ETAs? Nope. ATEs. That's the ticket. There are three of those. They're pretty rubbish, though. It's just Ruby back in Alexandria, like, I can't believe we've been left behind. Steiner is like, I need to escape to rescue the princess. And Cena, I think his name is. Pretty sure it's Cena. He's like, oh, I can't find my Garnet doll. There you go. Summed it up. Right, we pillage this ruined airship of all its belongings. Well, all the stuff I want, not this shield on the wall here. And we go speak to Vivi. He seems a little bit shaken up, but I think it's going to be okay. When we come out of Vivi's room, there's a little flashback, and Zidane just decides, like, okay, I'm going to go rescue the princess because she's cute. And then we run into Blank, and he's like, oh, you're going after her? Well, you better go talk to the boss then, because he's not going to be happy, and he will snap your stupid little monkey neck. So we're going to go do that. Baku calls it quits in about four hits, because I am vastly overleveled, so now I've got to go get Steiner and Vivi, and off to save Princess. Blank gives us some medicine for when we find the princess, and Cena has opened up a little shop. God knows why he didn't do this before, but he has now, so that's nice. I'm going to stock up on some potions and a couple of tents, and let's not get 99, let's get 90, just in case, picks them up. Some antidotes just in case stats carry on after battles, so that's 50 of those. Some eye drops just in case again. I've already got 63 of those, I don't need any more of those. And let's just get 10 tents. 10 tents! Alright, and then save at the Moogle. And we are away, at last. I'm now at a spring, and I've just seen a forced active time event, where Baku gives Blank a map and sends him on his way. And also, I've learned that status effects do carry on after battles, so I'm glad that I stocked up on some stuff. This spring, I'm sure it's a healing spring. Hang on, let me get to it. It sure is. HP and MP restored, and there's a little Moogle here. Hello, buddy. We find the plant brain, which is keeping the princess hostage, and we take it down. Cutie Bum and Stain do both go down, but Sex Pest pulls through. Although he was blinded through the battle. And Blank turns up to help out as well. So that's good stuff. Good on Blank. Yes. Good, good, good. I think I'm nearly out of forest now. Right. I'm now at a part where I've just got into my menu, luckily. Where I can do some more grinding. So I am going to grind up Cutie Bum and Stain to about level 10, I reckon, because basically these plant things, they just keep coming and coming and coming, and you can kill them fairly easily. So I'm just going to grind these two up to level 10. Hopefully Blank will die so he doesn't get a share of the XP, because that happens in this game, you share EXP. I've got them to level 7 and I got bored, so I'm going to try to get out of here. One thing I did discover, I completely forgot about this, but you can take equipment off of guest characters and use them yourself. So I have stripped Blank of all his stuff except for his weapon. He died as well. And also, I completely forgot auto battle exists, doesn't it? If I click the, what is it, R2 button in battle, they just attack automatically. I don't even have to do anything. God, this is like 12 again. We just about escaped the forest. There's this cutscene where the whole forest is coming after us. And Blank gets caught by a thing and he chucks a map to Zidane. Zidane catches it and it all gets petrified. And Blank's now petrified in this petrified forest. I wonder if we can save him. We'll find out, I guess. Now we're setting up camp. And we've got a cute little Moogle tent. So we finish up camping. The princess is all better now. And I'm out on the world map. On the Mist Continent. So good. I've got to go through the ice cavern to get above the mist up onto the cliffs. But first, we're going to get Garnet up a little bit. In levels, that is. Yeah, just to clarify, just in levels. Cool, Garnet is now level 5 and I can enter the ice cavern. Ooh, it looks chilly. It's quite chilly here, actually, at the minute. The winter's closing in and my feet are cold. I can't find my slippers anywhere. It's a bit of a mystery. But here we go, into the ice cavern. There are two things to note in the ice cavern. One is there's these jets of mist that if they hit you, you will go into a forced encounter, but you can dodge them because they disappear sometimes. The second is you can use Vivi's fire to melt some ice walls and get items, which is pretty cool. I love this game for its sort of exploration type things like this. This game's great. So I managed to get a Mage Masher in the ice cavern, which is good. It's a dagger for Zidane and it does extra damage to mages. I'm about to fight a mage, the Black Waltz one. Everyone else is asleep and it's just Zidane and this Black Waltz, and he summons like a walrusy thing. No, it's a sea lion. So I'm going to do that. I'm sure it'll be no problems at all, but we'll find out. I left auto battle on and Zidane just kept attacking sea lion, but then the Black Waltz kept healing the sea lion with blizzard magic, so I had to take off and fight the Black Waltz first. He went down in, I think it was 3 hits, and then the sea lion soon followed suit. So that is it, we are now out the ice cavern. On the other side of the ice cavern, we get to rename Garnet. She wanted to be called Dagger, but I renamed her Royalty because I just think that's going to be quite funny later on. And we are heading towards the next village. So yeah, let's a battle. Ooh, cool. Right, yeah, I'll let you know what happens when I get there, I guess. We get to Dali unscathed and there's some talk in the inn about where to go next, and it's going to be Limblum, much to Steiner's disgruntledness. Disgruntledness, is that a thing? I don't know. Potion. Also, when we got here, some kids were like, oh my god, did you see that as we entered the inn? And everyone's pretty shocked. You're made to believe it's actually because we've got the princess with us, but it's not, it's Vivi. But that'll come into play in a little bit. I'm going to go explore the village. I do some shopping. I got another Mage Masher because I'm pretty sure that I've got to use it in a synthesis in Limblum later on. And some other bits and bobs just to up our power, really. I found Vivi as well. He was looking at some chocobo tracks, I think. But we sent him back to the inn. And we find Royalty, and we send her back to the inn, but only Royalty is there when we get back to the inn. So now we're going to go find out what happened to Vivi. Oh, God. Stane is busy trying to find a way back to Alexandria, despite Royalty's wishes. There's no adults in the village at all. We think that's quite strange. Time to go find Vivi. We discover that Vivi has been taken underground. He's been Vivi napped. So we have just come underground now to rescue him. Da, 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 da. There's a little scene where some men are trying to figure out how Vivi escaped, and there's a barrel with the Alexandrian symbol on it. So Alexandria's got something to do with Vivi's dilemma, I suppose. I'm going to continue through this area. I already know what happens, guys. I know exactly what's going to happen. I could tell you now, but that would spoil it. So this whole place is a manufacturing line for black mages. It starts with this machine sucking in mist from the outside. This mist creates eggs, these eggs hatch and come out as black mages. They look not exactly like VV, but like VV. This gives VV a sort of existential crisis about where he came from, what's happening, and these people come, so we have to hide in a box. Excuse me, not a box, it's a barrel. Flick across to Steiner asking the old man at a... Ooh, my PlayStation's firing up. A weather vane tower thing. When the cargo ship's coming in. And the old man's like, what are you talking about? The cargo ship's already there. This cargo ship is for Alexandra. And Steiner's like, oh yeah, shit, it is. There it is. So he runs towards it as these guys are loading the cargo ship with the Black Mages. So now we've come across a suspicious battle apparel. And poked it. And Sex Pest and crew were inside. I forgot to equip Steiner with his new stuff, and there's a boss battle coming up with Black Waltz number DOS. Alright, Black Waltz 2 is down. Stain has told the gang that this airship's going to Limblum, not Alexandra, but Zidane knows that's a lie. So we're going to board it any second now. I decide to come back to the village to heal up because little VV, bless him, he did go down in that battle. Also, I'm a bit of an idiot because I forgot to equip my ad status to my guys. And Zidane's got the Mage Masher, which will cast Silence when he hits if I've got ad status on. That would have been really helpful in the last battle, but never mind. Lessons learned, I guess. I should just equip them as soon as I get them. Oh, and Steiner's got level up ability now. I can't remember if that does 50% or 25% extra EXP at the end of battles. Let's have a little look-see. And they've both got bright eyes, which protects against darkness. Oh, it just says characters level up faster, so I guess I'll never know unless I Google it. So Steiner gets on the ship, and he says, I'm going to go talk to him, make sure it's all right, we get on. And as we're chatting outside the ship, it takes off. We all jump on board and we find out it's just Black Mages running the ship. So, yep, we're now on the deck. And, oh, I could skip movies. Do I want to skip movies though? Oh, it's Black Waltz 2. He's pissed. And Zidane's taken over the ship now. And we're going to head to Limblum. Good stuff. After another fight with Black Waltz. The Black Mages try to protect VV, which is quite sweet. And the Black Waltz blows them all off ship and kills them. This makes VV very angry. I think he's going to go into a trance in the next battle. But we're about to go fight the Black Waltz. And we leave Royalty, to fly towards Limblum. So let's do it. Oh, holy shit, this is number 3. Oh my god. I thought this was still number 2. Alright, well, this is number 3. It's a very, very long battle, but we pull through. Only because Zidane is, like, level 17. Everyone else went down. But yeah, he kept flying into the air, and I couldn't reach him. So it was just a case of he'd fly into the air, do 2 spells, land again, then would hit him. After being hit, it would fly into the air. It was very tedious, but we got there. It's fine. It's done. I don't have to do it again. Hopefully. Okay. We've made it. We've made it through Southgate, despite the Black Waltz still pursuing us in his little aircraft. But he actually stole Zorn and Thorn. I forgot to mention, they've been following us around. They were the jesters from the very start. They're basically keeping track of Princess. But VV did this massive fireball, and it sent the Black Waltz's ship into chaos, basically. And then the Black Waltz tried to do a thunder spell, but it caught fire of his own ship, and he crashed in Southgate, destroying it completely. They've got to rebuild that now. But I am in Limblum. And that is where I'm going to end this episode. So thank you so much for joining me this time. I will catch you in the next one. I can't wait to get further into this game. In fact, I'm going to record another episode right now. All right, cheery pop. Oh, I always forget to say. Okay. Tell a friend if you liked this. Or if you didn't like it, torture a friend with it. Either way, get out of there. Rate and review makes everyone's dreams come true. And yeah, I'll see you next time.